Welcome to the next episode of Monday Mindset Matters. These quick meat-of-the-moment episodes offer you some tools and biblical encouragement to help you, the Christian educator, no matter what role you have on campus, stay connected, stay grounded, and stay prayed up so you can be the light in the middle of this trauma-responsive movement. So, let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Society's Child podcast, where we have real conversations about being a trauma-responsive educator in the midst of a significant mental health crisis. Hi, I'm Trish Senzak, a former educator, compassion advocate, and Jesus lover, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Are you feeling confuzzled about your students' behavior and needs? You're not alone. If trauma-informed strategies leave you wondering, what's next? Don't worry. My friend, I've been there too. As a foster mom and a child of complex trauma mixed with my experience as a teacher, it's led me to finding a compassionate, whole child approach that's evidence-based, practical, and transformational, and I'm so eager to share it with you. Whether you want to connect with your students on a deeper level, create a trauma-sensitive environment, or you just need a little bit of encouragement or support, you're in the right place. So grab a drink, a pen, or your earbuds, and let's work together to create a safe and student-attuned, trauma-responsive school culture. Society's children need you. So let's get started.
Hey, my friends. Here's another Monday Mindset Matters, and this one might just be a little bit rock your world type, because I can tell you from my own experience that being grounded in the word is a hit or miss kind of thing sometimes in my human form. And so I really want you to listen today and think about how this can actually help you with your sense of stability, your balance, and your connection to reality based on your values and your principles. And if you're a Christian, I'm praying that you're living according to God's values and God's principles. So when I say to you, stay grounded, I really encourage you to be mindful, really not allowing those external influences to lead you into that path of excessive stress or anxiety or really emotional volatility, because that emotional volatility comes into our classroom. And really, this can be achieved by staying in the Word, praying, having that sense of mindfulness. We've talked about the self-reflection, seeking support from others, and getting a mentor or getting someone that can speak into your mindset. And I've spoken the last couple of weeks about the relationship with Jesus and staying prayed up. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to those if you missed those, because it's really a building block for today. There are several scriptures in the Bible that speak to this, but there's a couple that I want to encourage you with. Number one is Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. That is giving us hope that Jesus has us. God sees us where we are, and he will keep our minds steadfast and grounded. Psalm 62:5 through 8 says, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." And I really, really want to encourage you to take these scriptures to heart, because we have to be grounded in the classroom. There is chaos. There is all kinds of brokenness that's walking onto our campuses. And I really want to encourage you to understand that I read these scriptures because I truly believe that, as Hebrews 4:12 tells us, the word of God is alive and active, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it judges thoughts and the attitudes of the heart, and it will help you stay grounded if your motives are right. And the second scripture I want to encourage you with is, all scripture is God-breathed. This is 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, rebuking and correcting and working for training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That includes you too, my educator friends. These verses are encouraging to Christians to trust in God so that you can seek peace through prayer and not be anxious about anything, and knowing that God cares for you and he provides you your stability and your strength. He is your source. So, educators, my friends, I really want to encourage you that as you walk on your campus every single day with your worries and thoughts, your anxieties, depressions, and brokenness, and hurtfulness, and addictions, and hang-ups, all of that shows up in our lives. All of that is funneled right down to our students. But as Christians, we have an extra special obligation to show up with the face of God. The only time some of these kids will ever see Jesus is through your face, through your countenance, and through your behavior, your words, and your actions. And it is so important that you stay in the Word so that you are prayed up and you are grounded 100% in Scripture so that He can be your refuge. If you're worried about your own problems and your own anxieties, and they're not surrendered to Jesus, you're walking around trying to play God. You can't fix your own problems. Jesus can, and He wants your problems. He's in the business of letting you surrender. I know in my recovery, there's been times I often rely on the first three steps that say, I can't do this. God, you can do this. So I think I'll let you. That is ultimate surrender. He, my friend, if you get in the Word, He can take care of it. He can heal it. He can hold it for you. Our kids need you. They need you 100% present. Our kids need you in the discerning Spirit of God. They need to know that someone's looking out for them. Our kids need you, and they need you so that you can help train them up in the way they should go. Our kids need you to bring the light to the campus and be a shining example of Christ and His love. I hope you found something encouraging and inspiring in this episode of Monday Mindset Matters. It is my hope that these episodes meet you right where you are, because your Monday mindset matters. More importantly, your mindset matters all the time. Remember, stay connected, stay grounded, and stay prayed up. Our kids depend on it.
If you're looking for ways to build more peace in your career, I've created a list of 75 affirmations based on 25 Bible scriptures, and I'd love to share it with you and help you keep your sanity. You can go to trishz.com/Bible-AFFS. That's AFFS for affirmations. I'll also leave the link in the show notes for you too. Until next time, my friend, stay grounded, stay regulated, and stay prayed up.
Hey, amazing educators, thanks for tuning in. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to hit subscribe and leave a review. Even better, share this episode with a colleague. And hey, I'd love to connect with you on social media. You can even join my Facebook group for some extra support and a dash of inspiration. I've left all the links in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, remember, you're not alone on this journey. You've got this. Keep making a difference and stay teach-tastic.